Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You're listening to Anita and Doc Bill sitting in with me today, too. We're talking about Lafayette, Louisiana and my recent trip there. And Doc Bill, I had a great time eating my way around Lafayette.
Well, it's a great place to eat and, you know, and the great people to do it. And one of the big things that makes these cities well-known are the chefs. And they have a lot of tradition and they can give a lot of information on the culture, the food, and the people.
That is so true. And I had a chance to talk with the chef, Chef Joseph Lewis, or Chef Joe, you call him as well. And he works at the Abacus, which is where we had our Sunday brunch, listened to some great Zydeco music. You just listened to some of that as we were coming into the segment by Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. I love that name. But, you know, that brunch was so, so good. I mean, there was all kinds of food there, the music, the culture, the food, everything kind of filled the whole area with a lot of great energy and a lot of fun, too. You were kind of on your feet the moment you walked into the place. But now I had a chance to talk, as I mentioned, with Chef Joe, and he shares his Southern style of Cajun cooking, kind of combining both of that, and his favorite dishes like the beer battered fried chicken, the back of the bayou gumbo, which I loved. And I asked him why music and food combined and sort of why that's important in this region to have those two combined. And of course, you know, I had to also ask him how he got started cooking.
I am the executive chef. Been here. I've been back a year and stuff. I've left for a little while, but I started 9 years ago, and I really started this business off from the ground up, and we've been going ever since and stuff. I kind of separated a little bit. I started my own business. It didn't fall my way, but the owner ended up calling me back and stuff, asking me to come over, and I was excited, and it feels good.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, from the things that he was saying, it sounds like you guys have a great partnership. So you said you've been back for about 9 years. So where were you? Where did you go? What were you doing?
Well, I opened up my own business. It was called Norma Joe's Cafe. And it's a little business that was on the south side of town. It didn't work out to my advantage and stuff. And I ended up coming back. So it was great. It was a great experience and stuff. And doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And also worked in Mulots and Baton Rouge. Did work for La Triomphe, a country club in Lafayette. Oakburn Country Club is where I started about 25, 30 years ago. I was a dishwasher and cooking and stuff. And dishwasher, just doing it, you know, in the dish area and stuff. And the executive chef, which is Marty Cosgrove, he decided I was moving too fast in the dishes, and he said, well, I want you to work on the salads and stuff. And I moved up on the salads 3 months after in the dish area and stuff. In the salads, I was moving pretty fast and trying to learn what the guys are doing on the grill. And once I've learned that, I mean, a little bit of grilling, a little bit of salads and stuff in the dish area, I learned how to set up rooms.
And then sticking to it, I would think, as well, too, just, yeah, you know, keep going, learning new things. Yeah. Now, did you grow up in a home where your grandmom, your mom, everybody was cooking?
Well, my mom did a lot of cooking. My mom, she was always cooking. You would wake up sometimes and you smell the pine salt in the house and you smell the smothered chicken or the red beans and sausage and stuff.
Goodness.
But I really started cooking when I got married. I got married at the age of 21. And my wife, her family is great cooks. I mean, awesome cook. My mom's was a great cook. But through her aunt, I got fascinated about the dishes she would put together on Thanksgiving or Christmas. And I'm like, man, I got to get into cooking and stuff. And
absolutely. Well, now, the food here today has been just absolutely fantastic and delicious. Tell me a little bit about your menu here at Abacus. Are you mixing a little bit of traditional sort of Cajun and Creole dishes as well as some other traditional things from that we just consider Southern? Just tell us a little bit about kind of what your plan is here in the venue.
Okay, well here I wanted to give a feel, because as you see the venue that we have here, when you walk in it, it's fascinating. It's beautiful, you know. And I told the owner, I said, let's give them that Southern style Cajun cooking where people can come and just enjoy food and let them come casual. If you want to come in some shorts, you walk in this venue, you think you're underdressed. But now you have people sitting down in shorts and or casual wear, and they're comfortable where they're at. And when they're eating their food, they're eating the different types of food we have. They're like, my God, this is good food and stuff. We do, you know, back at a Bayou Gumbo, which is a chicken, okra, sausage, shrimp gumbo, you know. We do shrimp scampi, you know, which is it's a traditional butter, like butter and garlic basil sauce. But I put a little twist in it with golden Italian dressing flavors and the white wine. And so I kind of flare it up a little bit. And fried chicken is something to die for, you know.
I had 2 pieces.
That beer battered fried chicken, yes. You got a little beer, you know, put a little beer in it stuff, you know. So you might as well come and have a... Come on a Saturday night, just to say, if we were open up on a Saturday night, you can come on a Saturday night and just have a drink and a little fried chicken, and it's
all,
perfect.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Now, you're combining all this great food with the Zydeco music.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that combination and how that kind of combination makes sense.
Good food, good music. You know, so you got people here, like on Sunday, you're getting off of church and stuff. So you want to be relaxed. You know what I'm saying? You're getting off of church. You come and get some good food. Now, you just ate some good food. You're hearing that good Zydeco in the background. Like, what is going on? And it show I'm getting a little nervous, you know, because it's getting crazy busy. And we're getting extremely busy. But I'm excited about it. Very, very excited and stuff. But that the music plays a part with the food that we serve. He's singing from the heart. I'm cooking from the heart.
I love that.
Just loving what I do, you know.
Now, Chef Joe, do you know the band? Are you familiar with them? Are they brothers? Or are they family?
Actually, I just met him. I just met Terry.
I don't see anybody
else. I just met Terry and the Bad Boys a few months ago. One of my friends introduced me to him and stuff. And he's a wonderful guy and stuff. He's pretty busy and stuff. And he's going to devote his time to me the next few months and stuff and try to help us build this business up and grow it where we need to grow it at. So.
Well, it seems like a perfect combination. Like you said, you know, the love for the music, the love for the food.
That's right.
That is the combination.
That's
right.
Cooking from the heart, playing music from the heart. That's a beautiful thing.
Great, Chef Joe. This is fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm going to go and have some of that. Bayou,
Back of the Bayou Gumbo.
Back of the Bayou Gumbo. Where does that name come from?
The back of the Bayou Gumbo, you're in the bayou. This is a swamp lane.
Right.
All right?
Uh-huh.
So you're putting everything in it. You got shrimp in it. You got okra in it. You got a chicken in it. You got sausage. You got that dark root. You got, they got that flavor. That's the back of the bayou, baby, you know?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to try. I haven't had any. I'm going to try some. That's where I'm headed now.
Okay.
To get some of that.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I mean, this conversation was so great and the food.
Oh, the food. I'll tell you, it was so good. I had a double helping of that back of the Bayou Gumbo. Trust me, I did. You guys are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And I hope you all are getting kind of a little bit hungry and maybe wanting to make some gumbo yourself at home this evening. Jacqueville, you know what else I thought about, too, as I was in Louisiana trying all these great dishes, is that a lot of the foods reminded me of some of the things that we get right here on the Georgia coast.
Well, we've got the fresh seafood, you know, and again, we can say to the Georgia coast, as they say there in Louisiana, let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll, and those low country boils, I mean, the boiled crawfish that I had corn and potatoes and everything mixed in with it as well as sausage. So, hey, it's very similar.
Well, it is, and you can get the crawfish mash and make your own.
Well, absolutely. You definitely want to add some crawfish and after going to Lafayette. But now let's talk a little bit more about Sapelo, though, some of the foods there, because the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And if you want to go close by and have some similar dishes, you can definitely go right down there, right?
You can, and this is a time right now where we have the she-crab. The she-crab is in large numbers, and you get that great roe. She-crab soup will be available, and soon we'll be coming up on the shedding crabs. So soft-shell crabs will be available next month. I think we'll have an early season. And we had good news down on the farm that we have a purple ribbon sugarcane had come back. I was worried about the cold weather, but apparently it pulled through.
Well, yeah, that purple ribbon sugarcane is a great thing, but it's hard to find it. You got to go to restaurants in order to have a little bit of that sugarcane syrup, right?
True. But, you know, hopefully as time goes on, we'll get more out in the field.
Well, you can always check out Husk in Savannah and have those waffles with that delicious ham. You'll get some of that sugarcane syrup, that purple ribbon sugarcane syrup.
You can. And on U.S. Front Eugene's here for the pecan pie.
Absolutely. Now, thanks you guys for listening. You guys are released now to go out and get something to eat because I'm sure you're as hungry as we are. Now, sometime this weekend, check out our social media. We're all over the place. On Instagram, you can find us at Anita and Friends. That's A-N-N-I-T-A, the letter N, and then Friends. Same thing with Twitter, Anita and Friends. Facebook, you can find us at Travel Bags with Anita. And if you want to call and leave us a message, maybe you have some show ideas, you can do that too at 404-826-8292. We'd love to hear from you guys. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. See you next time on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Oh, papa, belly,